Listening Library presents Shadow Scale, A Companion to Seraphina, by Rachel Hartman. Read for you by Mandy Williams, with W. Morgan Shepherd.
From Father Fargle's Goret, The Tangled Thicket of History. Let us first consider the role of Seraphina Dombey in the events leading up to Queen Glyselda's reign. Nearly 40 years after Ardmagor Comynot and Queen Lavanda the Magnificent signed their historic treaty, the peace between dragons and humans was still dangerously fragile. In Lavandaville, the Sons of St. Ogdo preached anti-dragon rhetoric on street corners, fomented unrest, and committed violence against Sarantrai. These dragons in human form were easily identified in those days by the bells they were forced to wear. For their own protection, Sarantrai and their lizard-like cousins, the Quiggatl, were shut up in the neighborhood called Quighole every night, but this only served to single them out further. As the peace treaty's anniversary and Ardmagor Comynot state visit neared, tensions mounted. A fortnight before the Ardmagor was to arrive, tragedy struck. Queen Lavanda's only son, Prince Rufus, was murdered in classic draconic fashion. Decapitation. His head, presumably eaten, was never found. Had a dragon truly killed him, though? Or was it the Sons of St. Ogdo, hoping to inflame anti-dragon sentiment? Into this thicket of politics and prejudice entered Seraphina Dombey, newly hired assistant to the court composer Viridius. The word abomination has fallen out of favor, but that is precisely what the people of Gored would have considered Seraphina, for her mother was a dragon, her father a human.